is up? How's everybody doing tonight? Glad to be back with y'all after my hiatus last week because of some surgery stuff. So thanks to Rich and Joe for filling in. Well, Joe for filling in. Rich is always here. This is Dollars and Deuces, episode 13, our week 11 player props, game picks, a little bit of college game pick action as well sprinkled in there. My name's Nate. You find me at Nate_Dirt19. My dude Rich over here, the Frito Bandito. You can find him on Twitter at rgonzalezrm. How you doing that, Rich?
I'm doing good. Officially, I'm thinking about changing my Twitter handle just to the Frito Bandito and taking rgonzalezrm out. But on another note and everything, I was going to introduce you as a special guest and everything, just kind of continue that theme for this whole week.
Yeah, I mean, I've been everywhere.
You need to get on every show this week.
I will be out tomorrow night as well.
You're up to seat. That's what I'm saying, man. You need to do every freaking episode.
Yeah, well, you know, it gets kind of boring here at the hotel. You know, I mean, there is a little bit to do with where we're at, but I don't know. It's kind of nice to just relax. And I got Hard Knocks to watch tonight yet too. The new in-season Hard Knocks.
Is it the first episode?
Yeah, for the Colts.
I'll probably end up watching it too. So,
yeah, it'll be fun, something new. So, get some stuff out of the way real quick. Check out toiletstyles.com. Like I've always been saying, it's a ton of content, whether it's NFL, fantasy content, videos, all our articles, links to all the shows. There's a ton of them. So check it out. The guys are busting their tails to keep up the content. So it's good stuff. So you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Facebook, Podbean. When a Family Breaks is another page we have on Facebook for sports memorabilia, things like that. It's pretty cool. So check it out. If you're listening to us on Apple, please hit that like and subscribe button. On YouTube too. And throw us some Apple Podcasts or iTunes reviews. We would appreciate them. And enjoy the feedback. Yeah, 5 stars. That's right. And don't forget to check out our Patreon. Patreon.com/toiletstyles. It's a pretty good deal. It's been a lot of fun talking to the new guys and not even then, just all of us kind of shooting the shit throughout the week and on Sundays. So three different tiers. $3 a month gets you access to the group chat on Discord. $5 a month gets you that, plus early access to the waiver wire episodes, which I recorded with Justin, special guest, on Monday night during the game. It was a lot of fun. I'm going to do that again a couple more times. So a little heads up. So maybe you want to wait till I'm not on there anymore. I don't know. Gotcha. Also, you'll get access to entry into our Frankenstein Listener League next year, which has been a blast. Well, Rich kicked my ass 2 weeks ago.
Guns, yeah. Baby, guns. 10-0.
My team stinks. but it's all right. And then 2-3 is $10 a month. You get all that stuff.
I freaking should have stolen Mahomes instead of freaking Herbert.
Well, after last week, you should have, but I thank God I had him, right? I lost. You get one-on-one roster analysis, maybe in the crew, free entry into the Frankenstein League and everything else I said. So check it out. It's a lot of fun. And, it's pretty cheap, especially with all the other stuff that, I know I waste money on monthly, weekly,
daily.
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. So I got all the rest of the guys on the team scrolled across the bottom. If you're watching us on YouTube, check everybody out, give them a follow. I think everybody's pretty much open to any kind of DMs and interaction on Twitter or wherever. So check us out. Did you enjoy your Sunday, Rich?
That was horrible Sunday, man. Especially Sunday night, man. Damn Raiders.
Yeah.
When they're on the nighttime games, nighttime slots and everything, Sundays or Mondays, I'm starting to realize and stuff that I love fantasy football. I love watching the game. But, man, it's just something different when your team ain't playing in the main slate during the day and everything, But it's exciting to watch them at night if they win.
My problem is I can't stay up that late half the time.
Yeah, that's but tough. You're on the East Coast, so.
I'm on Central Time, same as you.
Oh, you are Central Time then?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then what's your excuse?
I'm worn out, But just worn out like my picks have been lately. I've been getting my teeth kicked in. It's been a tough
slug. Yeah, you ain't the only one.
So hopefully we can – I've been saying it too much that we need to turn it around, and this is the week. So maybe this is the week, huh?
Let's pray.
Well, go ahead. Let's know how you did on your player props for last week. I know, like I said, Joe stepped in for me. I invited Joe to join us tonight, so I don't know. He said he may swing by. We'll see.
Special guest.
Yeah.
So I went 2-for-3 last week, having a horrible season, 22-32. So not great at all and stuff like that. But like I said, we keep on saying this over. Let's turn it around. So let's go over the results from the past week. Lamar Jackson combined passing and rushing was 302.5. I took the over. He combined at 277 yards. Freaking Miami just freaking killed it. That game killed them that game and everything. It just nothing went right for them, man.
No,
Josh Allen combined passing and rushing. I took the over for 349, thinking it was going to be a good game. And guess what? He did go for over 369. So got a hit on that one. Go ahead.
I think Josh Allen had like 345 yards passing, because I think he really ran for like 4 or 5 yards or something.
It was all passing. Let's just say that.
It doesn't matter. Hey.
But it's QB, though. That's what we should expect. Yeah. The one that really got me was the Matt Ryan. And you're playing against the Cowboys. I thought there he was going to have to throw tons. But should have known defense is just – man, how many freaking picks is Diggs going to end up with this year?
I think he might be a better receiver than most guys in the NFL. You need to get him on the other side of the ball.
Play both ways, man.
I told Coach it was a Dan Quinn revenge game, you know. He told those guys before the game he was smashing watermelons with Big Mike. Hey, they're not getting in the end zone. And they didn't.
No, they didn't. And on top of that, I mean, they kept on cutting to him up in the booth and everything and stuff. Had that big old smile on his face and everything.
Backwards hat.
Yeah. It was great. But, yeah, like I said, I thought Matt Ryan was going to have to throw for a lot. The over was 281, which I took. And he only passed for 117 yards. Maybe that Cordell Patterson getting hurt had something to do with that, but – I'm scared for Pitt shares just for the rest of the season with Pitts being out for the
– I took Cordero Patterson and Frankenstein.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No, because I don't need him right now. But when he comes back in 2 or 3 weeks
– I don't know if I would have done that.
I gave up Mike Williams for him. It's okay.
I gave up Pitts from that week, but I got Waller in return. So I think they're going to key in on Pitts now going forward.
Oh, yeah. I gave up Mike Williams to get Cordarrelle Patterson, but my receivers I will start this week are A.J. Brown, Chris Godwin, Deebo Samuel, and Ja'Marr Chase.
You're still good, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still good. Actually great. My other hit was DeAndre Swift, 44.5 rushing yards, as he had a good game for 117 yards.
Not very efficient, but, you know, he's over 100 yards, so I don't care.
If you're in a league where they don't count –
33 carries for 130 yards or something like that.
Man, if you would have was in a league where that counted as a rushing per yard, point per points per reception and everything, that would have been freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Other one, which I thought this was going to be an easy hit, which it came close, was the Travis Kelce and Darren Waller combining for 149.5 rushing yards, which it was all Kelce that got most of this over. He got over 100 yards and Waller didn't even show up. Yeah, 143 yards, came up 6.5 yards short. So those are my misses. And, man, I keep on thinking these combined ones are going to work out and everything, but it just never works out. But I think I maybe did it one more time this next week. So go ahead and jump into yours.
Better, I did one for this week as well. So,
all right.
Hey, Uncle Steve's been picking the ones that we picked the same. He's been winning on those. So that's about all we can do.
Hey, so, that's what people need to be doing when it is combining the ones that we're picking together and go with those ones only.
Yeah, because that's funny because I was 1-for-4 last week. I'm 26-25 on the season. I'll just tell you, the only one I hit was DeAndre Swift over 45.5 rushing yards. So, you know, that's one we had together. There you go. My first miss, Lamar Jackson over 64.5 rushing yards. I don't know. Whatever. I don't care. That game wasn't very much fun. Ravens looked like crap. Another one that just, well, ruined some fantasy leagues for me this week. A.J. Brown over 75.5 receiving yards. Julio Jones is out, and he got one catch for 16 yards.
Horrible.
But hey, the Saints, their defense is good. I mean, they lost. It's like when Mike Evans plays him, he doesn't do anything. So I guess maybe that's AJ Brown.
That is true.
My next miss, Seahawks Packers. I said over 49.5. I thought they were gonna come back like the world on fire, both of them. You know, everybody's pumped up, ready to go. Wrong. Neither one of them threw a touchdown. 17-0, not even close.
Yeah, I actually benched Rodgers last week because I kind of had a feeling it would be a low scoring game with them just both coming off from being out for a little bit. So
yeah, well, whatever. We won. I don't care.
There you go.
Another miss, Chiefs Raiders under 52.5. I didn't think it was going to be a high scoring game. Chiefs have looked terrible, you know, and the Raiders defense has been good. I thought it'd be close, you know, like a, I don't know, like a 17-21 type of thing.
Yeah.
No, wrong. Chiefs about hit it by themselves, 41-14. What even close?
So, yeah, you know what's funny about it is everybody keeps on slandering the Chiefs' defense and everything, but the last 3-4 weeks, their defense has been pretty stout and everything.
You can't count the Packers game.
No, I get that. I get that and everything, but still, they haven't been playing that bad and everything, so I was really worried about this game going into it and everything. I mean, I'm always going to pick my team, but there was just something, just the way everything was rolling and stuff like that just didn't fit right. But I hopefully bounce back and beat them in their house. So they play them in 2 weeks, I think.
I had a couple friends that were out at the game, the Chiefs Raiders game. So looked like it was pretty fun.
Well, what about this week, man?
Well, this is the week. It's I'm not even gonna say anything.
We're going 10-0. Damn it!
All right. So week 11, I got Macaroni Jones over 252.5 passing yards. Dak shredded Atlanta. I mean, shit. Anybody can shred Atlanta's defense passing. They're god awful. And the Patriots look so good right now. They're 6-4. They are cooking. And I think Mac Jones over 252.5 is a pretty easy one. He looked pretty poor the previous 2 weeks, but looked really good last week. So I think, you know, that's kind of something else I like about Mac Jones. You know, he's able to, kind of come back after not doing well. And I mean, my opinion, he's hands down right now the best rookie quarterback and has been the best. I mean, I'm not saying that's what's how it's going to be forever. Just saying right now. So
I think it's going to be forever.
I love Mac Jones. He's awesome.
He's great and stuff like that. I mean, he's been there from the start and everything. Look, he's not lighting the world on fire, but he's getting the job done. And I think having Stevenson there is a big part of it too, this past game and everything. And I would like to believe that they might keep it this way or give him more shares with Harris in that backfield too.
Yeah, I think him and Harris are going to start. They're both good anyways, but I think they're going to be –
They need to be utilized like Jones and Dylan. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I can do that. You know, why not? They don't really have anybody else. So another one from that game, I like Ramondre Stevenson and Jacoby Myers, anytime touchdown. Ramondre, just because he's been, you know, like I said, last weekend, it was awesome. And Jacoby Myers, first NFL touchdown, finally happened. Floodgates are coming open. That's how it always happens. Knock on wood.
He'll end up with like 14 by the end of the season now.
You never know, man. That just seems like sometimes that's how it goes. I could have taken easy runs at Hunter Henry because, last week.
He scores every week anyways.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I like that. Said those guys together parlayed, it's like plus 362, so nothing huge, but a little more bang for your buck.
Stevenson is a TD machine, ain't he?
Yeah, he's a beast. Next three are just some overs I liked. Washington football team and the Panthers over 43. The Panthers defense has been pretty good. Heineke has looked really good last week. And I know the Bucs defense hasn't been very good. But Cam's back. Not saying he's going to light the world on fire, but Christian McCaffrey is. And I think that Cam and him got something to prove, told Riverboat Ron. I can see that I think the Panthers are going to win. And I think they're going to. You know, not saying it's going to be like 70 points, but I can see 50. So another one, I'm going all overs. I'm done betting unders. I don't like cheering for bad football. I want to score points. Packers Vikings over 49.5. They both besides last week, but the Vikings, it's going to be a good football game. The Vikings look good. They're scoring, you know, they're scoring points. I don't know if Dalvin Cook's going to play. They haven't really said much about that. So I would assume he is, but we'll see what happens. Last one, Cowboys Chiefs over 56. I think this is going to be a shootout or a blowout. Regardless, I think we can get to 56. So
blowout.
Yeah. How about the Cowboys?
Good job. I like those. I like those very much. I like the Stevenson and Myers one. That's great after this past week and everything. So I love that one. But I want a little bit of that Macaroni Jones love. So yeah. I am going with Macaroni Jones over 1.5 passing TDs. I saw you had that. I had to get part of be a part of that, man. I gotta be part of the Jabroni squad, man.
Hey, that's cool.
So yeah, I'm all aboard. Choo choo. Saints Eagles. As you were taking the over on everything, I'm going to be taking the under on a majority of this week because I'm always going over and getting bit in the ass. I'm turning it around and I'm going under this week. Saints and Eagles under 43 points. Just a low scoring game. Cold weather's going to start
really good.
They are cold, and on top of that, cold weather is going to start affecting some of these games and everything. And you're going to see a lot more low scoring games. Running game is what's the is the end of the season's all about and everything. So
they're playing.
He actually practiced today.
Thank God.
So I hope he does. I really hope he does because he screwed me in one of my leagues. But I also traded him away last week because I heard a little news about him being injured. I know how serious it was. So I traded Kamara away, Herbert, Khalil Herbert, and it was someone, just someone throw in and stuff like that. And I got Barkley and Jacobs in return. So, hopefully Barkley comes back and does something and stuff like that. So I was doing it because of the fact I thought Kamara might be out a little bit longer than expected, but he is at practice this week. So as of right now, he was today.
That's good.
Colts and Bills. I am taking the under of 50.5. Another under. Both defenses are really well. Bills defense is on fire right now. And like I said, Colts defense too. They're pretty good. I mean, they have some weaknesses and everything, but I could see this as one of those low scoring games too. So I'm taking the under of 50.5. Here's my combined one that I am going back to the well on is Rodgers and Cousins combined passing yards of 599.5 yards. I'm taking the under.
That's a lot.
Well, you know what? It seems like a lot when you see it that way, but if you break it down, it's not really. So this can be a dangerous one, but I just see this being both defenses for them are playing well too and everything.
Yeah, well, and my big thing for that is the running games are leaned on very heavily.
Yep.
You know, even though Jones is out, A.J. Dillon will be fine by himself, and we'll see what old Patrick Taylor can do. So.
Yeah, let's see what he has in the bucket to help out over there. Jamar Chase, I am taking the over playing against the Raiders. I'm taking the over. That's one of my overages of 75.5 receiving yards. He could do that on one play. He is just freaking lighting it up. Rookie of the year. I don't think that Mac Jones is the only one that's going to have the opportunity to be a offensive rookie of the year over him. I think it comes down to them too. Majority of the time is going to be a quarterback that wins that, especially for a rookie and everything. But he's going to be fighting him for that tooth and nail.
I agree. I like it.
And then I am going opposite of you on this last one, Chiefs, Cowboys. I am taking the under of 56.5 because they both had huge games last week. So what happens the week after that? Goes down a hill after that.
Yeah. I hear you.
So those are my player props for the week.
Hey, good news.
Yeah, what's
up? Rodgers only thrown over 300 yards one time this week. What's wrong playing?
One time this week?
Psycho. Did you hear what I said?
Do what?
What the?
Did I lose you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
No, apparently I don't know. My headphones messed up. I said Rodgers only thrown over 300 yards once this year.
Oh, great. See, that bodes well for me. So I'm excited about that one.
Times.
Yeah, and he might throw for like 400 and Rodgers goes for 200 or 300. You know how that works. But that's a high number. So I'm just going under.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, so college. How'd you do last week in college?
Bad.
You and me both.
They won, but it doesn't matter.
Who'd you have?
Did I delete it? Yeah. So it was like Cincinnati minus 23.5. Is it? Oh, it's, yeah, it keeps getting. There it is. So it was Cincinnati minus 23.5 at South Florida. They won by 17 points, 45-28. So, whatever. They still won, but they're not getting the consideration they deserve, in my opinion, in the BCS. So,
no, you saw my little homage of the Bearcat, right?
No, oh, I loved it. I love it. I love Cincinnati, man. Luke Fickell's the man. He's awesome. I have Desmond Ritter's the he tears it up in college or in NFL, but we'll see.
Well, Joe questioned it last week. He didn't even know if that was a real thing. And I said, of course it is. You haven't seen those pictures on freaking internet? It looks like kind of a panda bear, badger or something like that.
Yeah, it's a bear cat. You know, it's like bear and a cat, you know.
Whatever. So I had Oklahoma 5.5 over Baylor and stuff like that, as Baylor won by 13, knocked the Cowboys out of consideration for being in the top four, maybe not even making the playoffs now.
Sooners.
Yep, Sooners. What did I say? Cowboys.
Yeah, you know, oh. you're talking about the bad Oklahoma State team, not the good one. Like the Cowboys is the good one.
Yeah. Hey, my daughter goes there, so I will go with that.
Hats too.
What's that?
I got hats and t-shirts at home.
We do too. It's just orange doesn't go well with me.
Orange and black does. Come on, dude.
Yes, it does. It does. Silver and black better though. So my picks this week is I'm actually picked two. I saw you pick two, so I'm going two. I'm going back to the well with Oklahoma State. Go Pokes. Minus 10 over Texas Tech. And I am also taking Oregon plus 3 over Utah. I know CJ Verdell is out. He's out for the rest of the season. But they got a defensive player by the name of
Calvin Thibodeau.
There you go.
Yeah, the
freaking a rock.
In the 2022 draft.
Yep. Number one pick, baby. Actually, I was born in Oregon, so that's why I like Oregon too. So.
How is Oregon plus 3? And they're the number three team in the nation.
I don't know why, but I think it has to do with like Verdell getting hurt. I mean, they've had some injuries and everything. I don't know why Utah's favored and everything, but I haven't seen any Utah games this year either. So,
Whatever. I don't know. The reason I picked two is because I'm a Michigan fan, and when I was scrolling down to find one I liked, it was right above the Cincinnati one. So,
oh, gotcha.
First one, Michigan minus 14.5 Maryland. Michigan had a big win last weekend. Harbaugh's fired up after the game. You know, I listened to the speech and it got me pretty jacked up too. So, I think they got something to prove. Obviously, not national title stuff, but give Ohio State a run for the money in the Big Ten. It's it'll be tough, but you know, with like random teams getting beat here and there, so I think they'll take 14.5 over Maryland. I think they should be fine. And then my other one, of course, Cincinnati.
Going back to the whale, huh?
Minus 10.5 versus SMU. They can't, you know, them winning by 7 isn't doing anything. You know, they literally have to win by 40 for the stupid ass BCS to get them in where they need to be, which is in the top four, probably higher than that. I want to see them play Georgia. So,
have they played anybody good this year?
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't kept up with college that much for some reason this season. It's just been hectic and everything, but
I don't really pay attention as much as I used to. You know, now that I got a kid.
Yeah, so that's what happens when you have kids, man.
Usually working on the house on Saturdays.
That's all you do is work on the house, man.
Yeah, I know. Let's see who's I think they've played some decent opponents. They got shellacked by what the hell happened? I'm all backwards here.
Joe's been over the chat just chatting away, and we forgot all about it, man.
They beat Notre Dame.
Okay, really?
It was when they were ranked 6th in the country.
I know, but I don't know, man. Notre Dame just doesn't float the boat for me.
Anyways.
But that's the kind of season it's been, though, so.
Yeah. I told Joe to get it to jump in. I don't know why he didn't want to. I should have been watching the comments more. Sorry, Joe. I like that one. Did you already put that up there?
No, I didn't. Dallas 56, Chiefs 0. I'll be honest with you. This is one of the games I really don't care about.
This is my favorite one. Joe, forget about you. I didn't have the chat. I didn't have the chat open. That's my
Chuba Copra is Spanish for bearcat. Okay,
I'll go with that. That's my team name in Frankenstein, Chuba Copra.
I like that. Way to go, Joe.
Oh, Joe's the man.
You read that in the Spanish dictionary.
Joe and I had a good time on Joe Knows Tonight, so check that out too.
I know. I was watching you guys, man. I was listening the whole time. I was sitting there just listening, twiddling my thumbs, just waiting.
I didn't realize that you were you'd gotten home so early.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true. I got to eat me a torta though. My wife made a special trip. My daughter made a special trip to go get me a torta to eat for when I got home. So
a what?
A torta.
What's that?
It's like it's a Spanish version of a sandwich with just meat and everything in there. So it's good. So freaking good.
I had my favorite, like one of my favorite things to eat tonight. So I was pretty pumped up. So
what'd you have?
Raisin Cane's. I don't know if you have that in Oklahoma.
Yeah, we do. We do. Oh, my wife was one of my wife's favorites.
It's so damn good. We don't have where I live, so I'm like 3 hours south. And so yeah, they got it here. So it's so good.
All right, so let's jump into some parlays. Actually, I did horrible.
Yep.
I don't think I've hit a parlay yet. But with that being said, I'm doing two parlays this week. What do we got, Matt, over here saying? Making me hungry. Yeah. If you ever had a torta, Matt, whew, I don't know what that version would be called over in Australia, but they are freaking awesome. So my two parlays I got. My first one, Pats -7, Cards -2.5, Cowgirls +2.5, and Indy +7. My second parlay.
It's a pro Cowboys show. I appreciate that.
What's that?
Pro Cowboys show. We can't be calling them that.
You guys can't call them that. I can call them that. They didn't cover the damn spread. That was freaking not undefeated. They're not undefeated no more against the spread.
That was the Broncos. It's okay.
All right. So my second parlay, I am taking a parlay where I'm taking taking the overs and unders. Pats Falcons, I'm taking under 47. Cards Hawks under 48. Dolphin Jets, I'm taking over 44.5. And the Bengals and Raiders, I'm taking over 49.5.
All right. Hey, I don't hate it. I mean, I feel like the Cowboys didn't score 47 against the Falcons. It was close, though, right? With 45-3.
It was close, but I think this is going to be a low-scoring game, too. So,
yeah, well, the Patriots don't score like the Cowboys. Well, I don't want to say that they did. They just beat the shit out of the Browns 45-something. So
that's true.
Yeah, I like it.
So how'd you do?
How do you think? Of course I missed. The Ravens, they couldn't cover 1.5. Colts, well, the Colts, they covered. Cowboys covered. Titans covered. Tampa stinks. Yeah. Anyways, doesn't matter. It's over. Don't care. Yep. This week, I did something different. I'm not going to go through like what the spreads go to for everyone. It's just a 10-team teaser. Patriots, Browns, Niners, Bills, Panthers, Ravens, Packers, Bengals, Cowboys, Chargers. It's teasing all of them by 6 points. It's nothing crazy. +2,000. $10 went $200. With the teaser makes it pretty favorable, really. So check it out. Again, Patriots, Browns, 49ers, Bills, Panthers, Ravens, Packers, Bengals, Cowboys, and Chargers. So I know that's a lot. You can DM me if you want, if you're interested in what that is. Since, yeah.
I thought you were just – when I first saw that, I thought it would just straight up win. So you're actually taking points. You just didn't put it up there. So.
Yeah, I didn't want to put it up there and have to read it all. And I could probably tell you. I think because what are the Patriots? They're -7. So that it's Patriots -1, Browns -4.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, sorry. I have to go off the top of my head. Take me a minute.
All right, Survivor Pool, man. Give me your results and who you're taking.
Well, last week was really close. You know, I took the Cardinals over the Panthers. Figured Kyler Murray was going to play. Yeah, they suck. It's a new week. Game's back, buddy. New week this week. Taking San Fran over Jacksonville. Jaguars stink.
So, that's a good one. That's an easy hit right there. Easy hit. Yeah. Can't miss on that one. Can't. Just like how we could have missed on the Baltimore Dolphins last week.
Sounds like I better bet on the Jaguars Sunday, huh?
I lost mine as Baltimore over Dolphins, as we all know what happened there. But I am taking Pats over the Falcons this week.
There you go. I don't even want to talk about this.
Yeah, we have to.
I picked like 14 games for some reason.
You know what? Hey, maybe that's what's going on. We're increasing our games, so that obviously our odds are going to be worse. So maybe we need to go back down the other direction.
I went back down this way. I went back down this week. I was bored sitting at home after surgery. You didn't have anything to do. And I'm like, oh, that game.
So show me your results, sir.
Well, I was 2-7 last week. I'm 500 on the year, 32-32. First one missed on the Ravens -7.5, the Dolphins. That was stupid. Got beat 22-10. Also missed on the Colts -10.5. They only won by 6. The Cowboys -9. They hit by 40. Titans -2.5 over the Saints. Missed. They won by 2. Tampa -9.5. Yeah, they got beat by 10, so that was cool. Cardinals -10.5. Got smoked by 24. Yeah, it was wild last week.
Last two weeks have been wild, man.
I did hit on Packers -3.5 versus the Seahawks as they shut them out 17-0. Missed on the Raiders +2.5. I think everybody in our group was on the Raiders, which maybe that's the reason. I guess you're supposed to bet with – not with the public, and that's what we did. So they got spanked. Sorry, Rich. And I missed on the Rams getting beat. Rams -4 got beat by the Niners because I don't know, whatever.
Well, I think I need to send an apology to all you guys because I think you guys picked the Raiders only because of me. So I that might be the reason why. Maybe you guys need to stop voting because of that. So, but I'm always gonna pick them. So. Joe was on the Raiders last week too. I know, but you guys, like I said, you guys are only picking because of me.
No, I think the Chiefs aren't very good. That's why. Well, that's true. I'm not saying the Raiders aren't good, but I just said I think the Chiefs. It's a fugazi. So,
what about this week? Who are you taking this week?
I don't know who you took last week. Oh, I wasn't here last week.
All right. So last week I went 3-5, a little bit better and everything, but for the season I'm 33-26-2. Last week I did Tampa Bay over Washington as I missed, as we all know what happened there. They beat the Bucks by 10. Bills hit as they did win by 17 points over the Jets. Packers hit on that one as they won by 17, lost because of my Raiders. We know the results of that one. Rams -3.5 over the 49ers. Smoked them. 21 points. So, does Woods really mean that much?
Yeah.
I think so, man.
I don't know. There was a lot to not like. There were a couple times I was watching that game Monday when I was recording with Justin. And like, it just looked like they had the camera on Stafford. And like, he just looked like he didn't know what was going on. I mean, literally, he looked like just lost. And I don't know. I mean, I know it's tough. You're throwing to Ben Skoronek or whatever his name is. I don't mind Van Jefferson. I think he's a good route runner. He's where he's supposed to be when, he's supposed to be there. Still pretty young. But Cooper Kupp can't do it all. And I said it Tuesday night. You know, it's going to be a lot easier now for teams to defend the Rams passing game, without Bobby Trees going over the top. I know Kupp can, but he does most of his work down
underneath in the middle, yeah. In the
intermediate zone. If I'm a defense, if Kupp wants to make 14 catches for 7 to 8 yards every time, he can.
I'm perfectly fine with that.
You know, so it's pretty easy to put the clamps on guys when you don't have the guy over the top. I know Jefferson's got some wheels, but not like Bobby Trees. So
I think what happened last week was the announcer, I can't remember which one it was, made a good point. You know, they wanted to get Beckham into the game and everything. But as you can see, every time he came in, he was always on the opposite side where they had two, three receivers on one side. He was always on the other side. And the reason why they did that was, look, if he was just that one player on that one side, he only had the one routes that he had to worry about. Where combined, if they had like that three package of receivers on there, he didn't have to think about, cover, which way to run.
And run into this guy?
Exactly, and everything. So I think that threw Stafford off because obviously, you don't have the true person over there and the real people running the routes like they should be. And he just didn't have that chemistry with the players where they should have been.
On the first pick that Stafford threw, I'm pretty sure Beckham stopped on the route, same old Odell stopping on routes. So we'll see what happens. I don't know.
I think he only played like seven or eight plays, did he not? Yeah. He didn't play much.
Tyler Higbee stinks too, dude. The only reason he scored touchdowns because Stafford threw it like 98 miles an hour and it stuck into his chest so he couldn't drop it.
So. Yep. Throwing some darts.
Yeah, I love it.
Minnesota plus three. Hit on that as they won by seven. Missed as the Titans beat the Saints. It was minus 2.5. They only won by two. So that was a close one. And then my last one, which, yeah, Ravens minus 7 over Dolphins. Dolphins, Tua. It was Tua time, baby. Came in and showed them what it was all about.
Yeah, right. Whatever, dude. We got lucky.
All right, so this week, my picks. Pats minus 7 over the Falcons. Eagles minus 2 over the Saints. Panthers minus 3.5 over Washington. Browns minus 11 over the Lions. Now, I wouldn't probably have taken this if I knew I forgot his damn name, quarterback for the Lions.
Goff,
yeah. He's probably not going to play this week. They're going to have their backup and everything, so I like this a lot more easier. If Goff was in there, I would have maybe picked this as one of the games that they might win, but I can't take that now.
I told Joe on his show, we did all the picks, you know, and I said, I'll take the Browns straight up to win, but if Nick Chubb is out, I guess if Goff's not playing and it's David Blau, I am a little more reluctant. That Goff like is that good, but he's better than David Blau. It was either at 10 or 11, whatever you get it at. I'd take those points, but it makes you, it worries me if Goff isn't there and if Chubb is there.
Yeah.
I'm probably not taking it. So.
Gotcha. Well, I think the Browns are going to handle him.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I mean. I think if Chubb's there, minus 11 is fine.
I'm just going to assume he's there because he should. I mean, do we know if he was truly affected by COVID?
I don't know. I should know. He's like, that's my guy.
I know. That's why I'm asking you.
I had a rough week. You know, I was busy.
All right. Yeah. Raiders plus 1 over the Bengals. I'm taking that. Cardinals minus 2.5 over the Hawks. Murray should be back. And Cowboys plus 2.5 to the Chiefs. This is going to be a close scoring game. I don't think it's going to be lopsided by no means and everything. I think this is going to be touchdown for touchdown. Whoever has the ball last is going to win. And maybe defense does it.
I'm just putting up what Joe said last time. Dallas 56, Chiefs 0.
Oh, yeah, no. It ain't going to be a lopsided game like that. But those are my picks. How about you, sir?
All right. Do it again. Patriots minus 7 at the Falcons. We've said it again. Macaroni Jones, Damian Harris, Ramondre, Jacoby Myers. Got it.
Love it.
Yep. Niners minus 6.5 at the Jaguars. Jaguars have looked a little better as of late. But I think the Niners are going to be playing with some juice. I know Elijah Mitchell has like a broken finger. I don't know, something on his hand. He's still practicing.
Didn't hear about that.
And is supposed to play. Michael Hasty, I don't think, is practicing, but doesn't matter. Garoppolo looked pretty good against the Rams defense, and that defense is a little bit better.
Not to mention they have Debo. Debo. Boy, he had that Debo chain on the sideline after his touchdown, man. Freaking look awesome.
I think I have him in most of my redraft leagues. So, made the right choice. No Ayuk.
Not to mention Kittle's looking sharp, too.
Yeah. Ravens minus 5.5 at the Bears. Yeah, I don't need to tell you why, because the Ravens are good and the Bears aren't. When I was looking this up, too, I saw the Bears were minus 5 on DraftKings. Or not Bears. Ravens were minus 5 on DraftKings. So,
yeah.
I know that 5 points is kind of weird anyways, but obviously wherever you can get the best number at.
Now, I was interested in taking that on DraftKings, but Jackson might not be playing this week. Sent home sick today, so hopefully it's not COVID-related. Are we for sure?
That's what I got was not
okay.
COVID-related.
Okay. I haven't read too much in it because like I said
McSorley's
just got home.
Trace McSorley's got it, dude. It's fine. Bears Who? Suck, dude. Trace McSorley. Isn't that the backup is? Penn State kid?
I know who it is. My son talks about him all the time, anytime he gets a chance to play. I don't know why my son talks about him. It is. Griffin ain't there no more.
Ooh, Bobby Triple Sticks.
There you go.
Next one, Packers minus 2.5 at the Vikings. Also, minus 2 on DraftKings. So, whatever you want. I know 2 is not really too much. But I think the Packers are playing really good football. Really good complimentary football, you know, and for the first time in recent memory, it's been quite a while. It feels like Aaron doesn't have to play a perfect game, no matter what, you know, or have, we don't have to score 45 points to have a chance to win. That defense has been playing very good, you know, very opportunistic, which is what has been fun to see. I was the start of the year, I was so mad, and Joe Barry's had a rough go of things. He was on the coaching staff in Detroit when they went 0-16. So, you know, pretty good track record. And he was terrible in Washington. So things have turned around, I hope. Knock on
Players work. Make all the way. Difference, man.
And we don't even have our two best guys on defense.
Exactly. So we'll
be back one day.
Yep.
Another one together, Cowboys +2.5 at the Chiefs. You know, I'm just back on the wagon. Not that I was really ever off of it. I just got knocked off when they got beat by Teddy Two Gloves. So,
yep.
My last one, and this is something I told Joe the same thing. If you want to bet it, if you feel confident about it, Chargers -5.5. If Big Ben's playing, I still like the Chargers -5.5. I think even if Minka Fitzpatrick was playing, I still like Chargers 5.5. They got to get off the schneid. I know they won. They beat the Eagles the week before last, but not by much. Not as much as they should have. As good as they looked early on in the year. But their defense, the one thing that it worries me, their defense can't get off the field. They have had, I think last week was the same. They only had the ball for like 23-24 minutes. Their defense has been pretty poor. So hopefully.
Yeah, where was that defense when they played us? I don't know what the hell happened. Freaking looked amazing against us.
Yeah, and I think they need a better second running back. I don't think Larry Roundtree is necessarily the guy. Or Justin Jackson, I think, is the other one.
What happened to Josh Kelly, man? I thought he was going to be something, but. Seems like it hasn't panned out, man.
No, and that's kind of – I just think Eckler can't do it all by himself. Like I said, I like – you know, Austin Eckler's a very good – he's awesome, but I think they need something else back there to help him. So because it's weird that they're actually, like, knock on wood, you know, the receivers are healthy, their tight ends are healthy, you know, and their offensive line is really good. But I just think they'll kind of get back on track. And if Big Ben's out and it's Mason
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Yeah.
Dude, that guy is terrible. I don't know how he's still in the NFL. And like, why? And I said to Joe the same thing as Joe. How come Dewey Haskins isn't getting a chance? Like, is he that bad? Like, he's that bad.
I think
bad.
So. I think so.
I thought he'd at least like have a he'd be a serviceable backup.
Apparently not. And you know, there was talks that he might be the guy next year, you know, just to start out if they draft somebody. But man, he hasn't been given an opportunity. I thought last week, even in the second half, give him a chance.
I bet maybe Baker Mayfield ends up in Pittsburgh. He'll be a good backup quarterback. So maybe Baker ends up there.
All right.
I think, yeah, he's a backup at best. So we'll see what happens, though.
But, oh well. Well, that is it, man.
That's all I got. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Give us a 5-star review. Like, follow, shoot us a message on Twitter if you got questions or whatever. All the guys, like I said, we appreciate you listening in to Dollars to Deuces, a Toilets to Titles podcast. Good luck this week. Make it a profitable one. Rich, you got anything else?
Yeah, and my host, Nate, make sure you check him out as he special guests for the rest of the shows for the rest of the week to make that seven times this season or this week.
I will be on a dash of DFS tomorrow. At what's that, like 7:30, right?
Seven o'clock to 7:30, right? I think it is.
It's okay.
Which Joe, I've already made my appearance on that one, so I got you on that one.
Yeah, Joe, it's okay, Joe. Hey, some, you know, we understand you got to work. No worries. So,
but besides that, guys, hey,
always an open door.
Nate, great having you back. Missed you last week. I was gonna. I wanted you to come on the show and just if you couldn't talk, just hold a sign that says hashtag stinks. That guy stinks.
Yeah. Dude, I could talk, but not for very long. My throat was tore up, and then I got sick actually too. So it was like kind of like the breathing tube they put in when they took it out, like roughed my throat up pretty bad. And then I was sick, so like I could say like a few words, and then it was like I'd start coughing and hacking, and like it was bad. It was a rough week.
Joe did very well for you, man. But like I said, we missed you. Glad to have you back.
I'm happy to be here, man. So thanks again, everybody. Have a good week.
Peace.